Saving and everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump says the polls that show him losing to Hillary Clinton are just wrong. He says he's winning. Trump campaign communications advisor Jason Miller doubts the validity of a new CNN ORC poll showing Clinton leading Trump by 5 points nationally.
I think the sampling was clearly flawed. There's no way that Mr. Trump is only ahead by 3 points with male voters. There's no way that Hillary Clinton is leading with some of these other categories. The one thing that even despite the flawed methodology and the flawed sampling, they did get right is that Mr. Trump is leading with voters who are concerned most about the economy, and they believe that Mr. Trump, with his business background, is the right candidate to do that.
Another new poll, meanwhile, finds a shift toward Hillary Clinton among young people, and it's being driven by white voters who were previously divided between Clinton and Trump. In the new Gen Forward survey, Clinton leads among all young whites 35% to 22%, and by a 2-to-1 margin among those who say they are likely to vote. The search is on in Montgomery County for the man who entered a home in Gaithersburg late last night and shot and killed the man who lived there. It happened around 10, police say, at a home on Muncaster Mill Road. The victim's name has not been released. We've been telling you how the California National Guard is demanding that some soldiers who got enlistment bonuses during the Iraq War now pay them back. Well, now there's a push to fix that situation on a national level.
I know of nothing that says the individual service members who received the bonuses did anything wrong.
Among those on the Hill working to make sure the soldiers aren't required to pay back those bonuses is Armed Services Committee Chair Mac Thornberry.
We can do two things. Number one is encourage the Pentagon to use every tool, every resource, every bit of discretion not to go after these guys.
Thornberry tells WMAL it can be fixed through legislation that has a statute of limitations for situations like this. He's hoping President Obama will sign off on it. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Iraqi forces pushing to take back the city of Mosul from ISIS are now in the third day of an intense battle in a small town near Mosul.
What we've been hearing is that they've been forced back by suicide vehicle bombs and also by sniper positions. Today there have been aerial attacks, there have been missiles going into the town from Apache helicopters, and in the last little while, we're hearing that one of those villages on the outside, the Peshmerga, have been able to get in there. They are making progress.
Correspondent Michael Holmes. Safety regulators are worried about owners of older Hondas and Acuras who still haven't gotten defective Takata airbags replaced. More than 300,000 car owners have yet to get their airbags replaced, despite warnings from the automaker and regulators that the inflators have an extremely high chance of rupturing and causing injury or even death. A popular Australian theme park is closed now after a deadly accident today. Two men and two women were killed while on a river rapids ride at Dream World, a park on Queensland State's Gold Coast. A malfunction caused two of the victims to be tossed out of the raft. Two others may have been caught inside the ride's machinery. Game one of the World Series is tonight in Cleveland with the Chicago Cubs facing the Indians.
One of these teams' historic championship droughts will come to an end. The Cleveland Indians are back in the World Series for the first time in nearly two decades and haven't won at all since 1948. The Chicago Cubs are back for the first time in 71 years and haven't won since 1908. Cubs manager Joe Maddon says his team is ready.
I plan to enjoy it. I want our guys to enjoy the moment. I want them to take the mental snapshots of everything that we're doing out here.
Chicago beat the Giants and Dodgers in the playoffs to get to the Fall Classic, while Cleveland got past the Red Sox and Blue Jays. The Indians again host Game 2 tomorrow night, with Game 3 at Chicago's Wrigley Field on Friday. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,223, the Nasdaq at 5310. Sports, the Broncos beat the Texans on Monday Night Football, and World Series Game 1 tonight in Cleveland. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You want to hear the truth?
Rush.
Crucially important.
Rush. Rush Limbaugh.
You couldn't make this up.
Weekdays noon till 3.
And I will explain this
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life and even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Over 100 leading medical centers, including several right here in the Washington area, are now offering Inspire therapy to treat your sleep apnea. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Need your rugs cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia dealing with a broken down car. 395. And that's why suddenly you're hitting those brake lights. You're moving along just fine, coming off the Beltway through Landmark and Shirlington, but up ahead to cross the 14th Street Bridge toward the Case Bridge. That's where crews are reporting this broken down car blocking one lane. So be careful on the approach. I don't have which lane it is. On 66, volume in Manassas, Fair Oaks, and then through the Falls Church area, eastbound. On 270, south out of Frederick, through the Monocacy and down toward 109, we have the stop and go. On the ICC, westbound Maryland, Intercounty Connector, before you get to Shady Grove Road, left lane gets by the incident right now, no delay, but a lot of activity at the scene of the crash. And on 95 and onto the Beltway, outer loop lanes open. Oh, Virginia, keep alert, please, in Annandale, on the Beltway to exit onto Braddock Road. Crews are dealing with a crash on that exit ramp. Up Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny and cooler today, 61. Starlit skies, chilly tonight, low 40s. Outlying areas in the 30s. Partly cloudy, upper 50s Wednesday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Vienna, 49 in Bethesda, 49 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. How Donald Trump's campaign manager manages Donald Trump. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming about 30 minutes, we're going to talk about this interesting development where people who are in the military asked to re-op, they get signing bonuses, and now, all of a sudden, the military is saying, you got to give that money back to us. The very latest on that with Nate Anderson for Concerned Veterans for America. 7:35, Dan Mitchell with the Cato Institute. He'll be joining us to talk about, what is it you're going to be talking about? I forgot.
That's going to be about that merger
Time Warner merger. Excuse me, I just had a brain fart. 8:05.
Oh, I thought I smelled something.
Hispanics are actually out there trying to make sure that the election goes the way they want it to go, even though they are not, some of them, they're not citizens of this country. 8:05, Kim Kopiak will join us on that. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
It's a struggle that every new parent has. How soon do you let the baby sleep in their own crib, in their own room? How long do you let the baby sleep in your bedroom? And the new Americans Academy of Pediatrics have now come out with a recommendation that your newborn should spend at least the first 6 months of their lives in your room, but not in the same bed as you, just in your room. Apparently, this is to combat sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS. They said, ideally, the whole first year, up to the age one, your infant should stay in the same room with you. And, you know, it's funny. I raised this topic with a couple of my friends yesterday when this story came out and was trading messages on Facebook with them. And it was amazing how many. I talked to like five different friends of mine who are all my age and have kids about my kids' age, and how many of them struggled with getting their kids out of their room. This is a real problem. There are a lot of parents who their three-year-olds, their four-year-olds are still sleeping in the room with them because they couldn't get them out. They reached a certain age. And I can tell you my experience. I would love to hear your experience. 888-630-9625. Do you agree with this? At minimum 6 months, but up to 12 months in your room with you, sleeping in your room with you, a child. How does that affect your married life? I think that's a fair question to ask. And is this really a good thing for you and your relationship with your spouse? And is it a good thing for your child, too, to have that understanding that up until they're 1 year old, they sleep in the room with you? And then what's it like when you have to get that kid out of your room? 888-630-WMAL. So I have four kids. And each one of them, we nursed all four of our kids. And, you know, that 1 a.m. nursing, that feeding is a rough one. It's real rough, especially, I mean, you know, with this new schedule that we're on, 1 a.m. is like right before we wake up anyway, so that's not that big a deal.
Right,
but for any normal human being, waking up at 1 in the morning with a screaming baby is not great. And especially when you have other kids sleeping in the house, it does make sense for the first couple of months to have that baby in the room with you. Our newborn stayed with us in our room for, I would say, the first 1 to 3 months, I think. It really depended on when they started sleeping through the night. As soon as they started sleeping through the night and that middle of the night nursing was not an issue, they're in their own room. And these days, you got the monitor. If the baby wakes up, you can hear the baby. You then pad down the hall and you get the baby out of the room and you come and get them. And by the way, I mentioned, you know, having other kids sleeping in the house. You know, it is a problem. If you've got a toddler and then you've got a brand new infant and the infant starts screaming and then you've got a toddler awake in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And boy, you're juggling. It's not good. However, there's also a school of thought here where it's you don't want your toddler, your older kids, to be immune to the sound of the baby crying. Yes, it's a struggle for the first couple of days, but they get used to it and they can sleep through it. And boy, is that a gift, too. So I don't like this. Listen, I'm not an expert on sudden infant death syndrome, and I know that there are a lot of theories about SIDS, you know, sleeping a baby sleeping on their back and not having any bedding and in the bed when they sleep and all this stuff. But to have a baby stay in the room until they're 1 year old, I think, is opening up a whole world of problems. Number one, for the marriage. But secondly, and your relationship with your spouse. But secondly, that struggle then, when they're one, to get them out of your room and to have them sleep on their own. You know, at 2 months, 3 months, they don't know what's going on. It doesn't make a difference for them. By the time they're conscious and aware of where they're sleeping, well, they've been doing it already. They're already in that room. To have to remove them at 1 year old, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
What do you say? 888-630-WMAL.
Well, I had a very different experience in that my daughter was adopted and came into our lives when she was at the age of 11 months. And so for us, the goal was to make sure that she adapted to her new life in America, a new clock. She was from China, so, you know, I had to do all that kind of stuff. But I can speak to this thing about, you know, getting the kid to be in their own room, because that's a tough thing. And I'm a big believer in the Ferberization process, which, if you know anything about this, this is where...
That's a carpet cleaning thing, isn't
it?
No.
Ferberization
is that dry cleaning?
It's named after Dr. Ferber, who developed this process. And that's where you basically let your kid cry for a few minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really hard. I mean, maybe it's the hardest thing ever to do it, because you don't want your child to cry. You don't want your child to be sad. You never do. And so you literally... you let the child cry for like 3 minutes.
Yep.
And then you rush in and you let them know everything's okay, right? You know, you actually put a clock on it. And then you come back out, and when it happens again, you let it go 5 minutes. And then and then you go in and you let the kid know. The thing is, the kid comes to learn that you're always nearby. And that eventually, you know, it's okay. But it's so hard to go through this. And that worked like a charm. I mean, literally, within 2 nights, we had that problem licked.
Dude, you're opening up a whole can of worms here on a different subject, because getting your kid to sleep, I mean, I got to disagree. I mean, there is a process, but my process was quite the opposite. Letting your kid know that you're close by is the worst thing to let them know. What we did was just, we learned our lesson after the first child.
because we it was awful. I mean, after that, but you just let them cry themselves to sleep. That's what we used to do.
It's
terrifying. You go 30 minutes and they're still crying. But yeah. But after two nights, same thing.
I can tell you two nights and it was resolved.
Everybody has their own theory on that one too. Sharon and Dumfries, you're first up on WMAL. What do you think of this new study that your child should sleep in the same room as you for a year?
Well, I have three children. They all slept with me for the first 2 years. And then when my second son came along, it was easy to get them out because the other one went in. But they ended up having each other in the same room. I moved my second son into his room, and that was wonderful. They had each other. And but my daughter came along, and she stayed with us. And, you know, they eventually grow up, and they move out of your bed, and they move out of your house, and you miss them, and you wish you could come back and cuddle. That was my plan.
So, Sharon, I don't mean to be indelicate about this, and hopefully everyone can read between the lines, but if your first child was sleeping in the bedroom with you and your husband and didn't get out of the room until the second baby came along, how exactly did the second baby come along if you've got a child sleeping in the room with you?
We had grandparents that came and babysit every once in a while.
Ah, babysitter. Gotcha. Thank you, Sharon. Yeah. But you can get my point, and I think, you know, that sort of... I think that having a baby sleeping in the room can really be a strain on a healthy, loving husband-wife relationship. And, you know, as soon as we become mom and dad, we often lose sight of the fact that we are still husband and wife. And God knows there are a lot of things about being a brand new parent that get in the way of the romantic relationship with your spouse. Why invite even more into that mix by having the child actually in your bedroom with you? That's my opinion. What do you think? 888-630-WMAL. This new study says a baby should sleep in your room for a full year.
Wow.
888-630-WMAL at 6:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bring it on. Well, you know, I don't even remember, frankly. We had twins. I don't remember anything that first year.
Yeah, I bet you don't. You sleep? What's sleep? Yeah.
Sleep? All right, here we go. And we're trying to push north through Centerville on 28. And here's what's causing the extra volume. So if you're coming north, say, from Manassas Drive, and you're thinking, this is a little unusual, just north of Compton Road at Green Trails Boulevard, crews are dealing with the crash. So watch for their direction once you get up there. On 66, heavy in Manassas, in Fair Oaks, and again, still through Falls Church. We're below speed. We're jammed across the 14th Street Bridge, dealing with the broken down as you cross onto the Case Bridge toward the freeway. So those are a couple of our tough spots right now in Virginia. Maryland on 270 out of Frederick, down past 109, slowing, and on the ICC westbound before Shady Grove Road. You do get by the incident without much delay, but a lot to check out on westbound Maryland 200 before you get to Shady Grove. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cool, crisp, beautiful autumn days here. Not too cool, actually. Here, let me give you the details. Sunny skies today, high of 61 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 42. Tomorrow, sun with a few clouds, high of 57. Temperatures increasing through the week, though, highs in the low 60s. By the time we hit Sunday, sunny skies, highs in the low 70s, right there at the end of October. Right now, 50 degrees in the nation's capital at 617.
Hey, DC, have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence, so you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
The American Academy of Pediatrics suggests that brand new babies, infants, newborns should sleep in your room for the first 6 months. And up to a year, if you can. This is to combat sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, which, by the way, doctors still don't know exactly what causes it. In some cases, they think it is involved asphyxia, nasal obstruction, some sort of suffocation and respiration problems. Mm. But there's a lot of other questions about SIDS as well. And this is one of their solutions. Keep the baby close to you for that first year.
Wow.
Alan in Fredericksburg, you're next up on WMAL.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
We've had six children. Every single one of them has slept in the bed with us for the first year. It really started the first child. We had, crying in the crib and all that kind of stuff. And after a couple of weeks, we said, well, let's just put her in bed with us. And we've had advice both ways, but we tried. It's worked out. We've never had a problem with it. The safety issues that I think people worry about. It's worked out well. It lets me sleep through the night.
Yeah, so now the Academy of Pediatrics specifically said don't have the newborn in the bed with you because there have been tragic stories of an adult rolling over.
Yeah.
Try putting a teddy bear in bed with you one night and see if you ever roll over on it.
Yeah, I think everybody's different, Alan, but it worked for your six kids. I hear you. Thanks for calling. We had one of those little cribs that attached to the bed. So,
that's interesting, yeah.
It attached in for the first few months, and so the baby sleeps in a little crib. It's just sort of like a sidecar.
Yeah,
basically.
Well, that's an interesting idea.
And then when the baby needs to eat, you just, you know, roll the baby in and the baby eats, right. And then you put the baby back in the sidecar. Chris in Manassas.
Sidecar.
You're on WMAL. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
I think that's actually psychotic. I've got two kids, and first of all, everybody's working all the time, so, you know, God forbid mama has to get up in the middle of the night to feed the little one, or you try to give her a break, if you feed the little one. If you had a little, you know, the kid in the room with you in its own bed, neither one of you would get any sleep. Every time the baby woke up, both of you guys would be awake the entire night. It doesn't make any sense to me. Both my kids, as soon as we came back from the hospital, my first one, who's now almost four, she was maybe in the bedroom and a bassinet for a week at most, and then we put her right in the other room. Hmm. My newborn now, who's almost, I guess, 9 months, he went right in the first day back from the hospital into his own room, into the crib. And I'll be honest with you, I've been lucky. Both my kids from the very start, since doing that, I feel like has made it where they sleep through the night almost instantly. We were worried about both my kids getting too much sleep,
yeah,
because we put them down at 8 o'clock at night and they wouldn't wake up till 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. And the doctor said that we're just lucky. And that, you know, the brains develop most of the night. So I don't think it's a good idea. I think putting the kids in the old room is better on everybody for getting sleep.
All right.
That's my two cents,
yeah,
on it.
Chris, I hear you, and I don't necessarily disagree with you. Like I said, I think it was 3 months where we kept the, yeah, infant in our room. Especially with our later kids, it was more about keeping the baby from waking up the other kids. But I got to tell you, I mean, I talked to parents last night. I remember going over to visit some peers of ours when we had, right, our first two kids. We went over to visit. They had a play date. And it was our first time in their house. So we went up to see the house and touring the bedrooms and the master bedroom. We got into the master bedroom, and there on the floor next to their bed was a little toddler bed.
Uh-huh.
And their oldest was 5 years old. And we realized, oh, my God, their five-year-old is still
sleeping
in the room with
that's
them.
Not right.
Nick in Madison, you're next up on WMAL.
Hey, Nick. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Love your show. Thanks for having me on. You guys do great work. I was actually at the Silver Diner in Tysons. I encourage everybody to come. That was
thanks,
a lot of
Nick.
Fun.
Thanks,
good
seeing
appreciate
you.
That, yeah.
To meet you there. So my wife and I actually just welcomed our fourth little baby into this world in September.
Congratulations.
So we now have four little girls, ages 6, 4, 2, and 1 month now.
Uh-huh.
And all of them, they've slept with us in our bed. We have a big king bed. They slept in our bed for about the first year. I know the last toddler that got moved out of our room was moved out around 11 months.
Uh-huh.
And it's a little bit tricky to do that, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And I honestly don't think it negatively affected my wife and I's relationship at all.
All right.
If anything, it helped it.
Interesting.
Know, we love little baby.
Like I said, it worked for you, Nick. And real fast, I just want to do the math here. You have four kids, and you said they're 6, 4, 2, and newborn, and they generally moved out of the room when they were 11 months or 1 year old.
Yeah.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing here? Are you connecting the dots, Nick?
I connected it, yeah.
You guys are sick.
Why? How is that?
Hey,
nothing wrong with that. Nick, thank you for the call. It's 6:23.
That's correct. You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 6:30.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
We're not sick.
No, we're not sick at all.
It's
a beautiful thing. Listen, you know, we're talking about all of these, our great kids. We're talking about our children. We're talking about our wonderful children. And, of course, we're thinking about our spouses as well. When was the last time you did something so exciting and so wonderful for your spouse, especially on their birthday, like having a surprise delivery of roses? You know, whether you're showing off that bouquet at work or school or at home, it's so great to get a beautiful bouquet of roses. Everyone knows it's your special day, and shouldn't you do that for the mom of all these wonderful children that we're talking about right now? Well, here's what you want to do. Do what I do. You go to 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers. It's the only company I trust to deliver fresh from the field flowers. And right now, when you order 36 stunning roses, you're going to get them for only $36. It's the 1-800-Flowers 36 for 36 deal. 36 stunning roses, $36. An amazing offer. Don't miss out on this chance to surprise your loved one by delivering 1-800-Flowers birthday bouquet. Every rose bouquet, by the way, is backed by that 100% smile guarantee. All right, you'll and 1-800-Flowers will make it right no matter what, no questions asked, if they don't have that perfect reaction. So, to order 36 stunning roses for only $36, go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio icon in the upper right corner, and then enter Larry. 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget to click on the radio icon. Speaking of radio icons, enter my name, Larry. Hurry. The offer ends Friday.
Modest, too.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today, 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
It's 625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 395. You're okay heading through Landmark and Shirlington, but it's up ahead where we have the heavier than normal volume to try to get across the 14th Street Bridge into the Case Bridge with that broken down car on 95 northbound. Now I'm looking at the cameras through Dale City to Woodbridge, where we grow that early volume every morning rush hour. Now it looks like an incident should be on the shoulder of the express lanes, but still found it in the cameras. But again, keep alert north on 95 in the Dale City area. Trying to push in towards Centerville, 28 were hung up this morning with the crash. Northbound 28 north of Compton Road at Green Trails Boulevard. Watch for police direction. I believe they just have the one lane blocked. On 270 south for Urbana and Hyattstown, slowing. Topside of the Beltway were bunched up. College Park to Silver Spring already. An update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler force here as we head through midweek. Sunny and 61 today. Clear skies, chilly tonight, low 40s. Outlying areas in the 30s. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 degrees in the nation's capital, 627. And we're wrapping up our conversation about having a baby sleep in the room with you. American Academy of Pediatrics suggested that at least 6 months, if not a full 12 months of your baby's life, according to Dr. Lori Feldman Winter, a baby that is within reach of their mother may have more comfort or physical stimulation from being in an environment with another person. This is also supposed to reduce the risk of SID, sudden infant death syndrome. James in Vienna, you're on WMAL. I love this story. Every parent has their own story and their own opinion. James, what's yours?
Hey, James.
That's Jay.
Oh, sorry.
Jay. Go ahead, Jay.
I'm sorry.
Quite all right. Good morning. So far, I haven't heard anyone mention the use of baby monitors, which is what my wife and I did, with great success and no problems whatsoever with our two boys.
Yeah, listen, we used baby monitors certainly when we moved our baby out of the room.
I mean, you become attuned to that thing, don't you? As much as if they're sitting right next to you.
Every little sound, your spidey sensors go off. Mm-hmm. James, thanks for the call. It's 628 on WMAL.
The National Mall, ground zero for American politics.
Our country is going down the toilet really fast because our leaders are refusing to listen to us.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I think exactly what the previous caller said.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life and even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire Therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Over 100 leading medical centers, including several right here in the Washington area, are now offering Inspire Therapy to treat your sleep apnea. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we told you this story yesterday, and it's gotten a lot of action now. Combat war vets asked, forced by the Pentagon to return bonuses they received for reenlistment, even though they were promised those bonuses. Well, what's going to happen with this outrage? We'll speak with Nate Anderson from Concerned Veterans for America next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump is slamming the polls that show him losing to Hillary Clinton.
What they do is they try and suppress the vote.
Donald Trump taking aim at recent polls that show him trailing Hillary Clinton by wide margins.
I actually think we're winning, and what they do is they show these phony polls. It's heavily weighted with Democrats.
Trump supporters locking on to that message.
I think the polls are trash. It's baloney.
As Trump took aim at the polls, President Obama took aim at Trump while reading mean tweets on Jimmy Kimmel Live. I'm Reed Binion.
Montgomery County police are looking for a suspect and a motive in a home invasion murder last night in Gaithersburg. An intruder entered a home on Muncaster Mill Road around 10 last night and shot and killed a man who lived there. His name has not been released. The Montgomery County Council today is expected to pass a resolution urging Maryland Governor Larry Hogan to restore funding for the Corridor Cities Transitway. County leaders say it's a much-needed transportation project in the upcounty that would serve the burgeoning biotech and life sciences areas in Gaithersburg and Germantown. The Virginia Board of Health has voted to rescind regulations that would have forced abortion clinics in the state to adhere to the same strict building codes as hospitals. The board decided that the construction requirements should not apply to any of the state's clinics. A recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling struck down similar regulations in Texas. Are you driving an older model Honda or Acura right now? Have you replaced your airbag yet?
Honda and federal regulators warned in June the airbag inflators in 313,000 older Hondas and Acuras had as high as a 50% chance of blowing apart in a crash, spewing shrapnel, possibly injuring or killing those inside the vehicle. Regulators warned owners to stop driving them and get them repaired immediately, but 4 months later, only 13,000 of the cars have been repaired.
Correspondent Scott Carr checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,223, the NASDAQ at 5310. Sports, the Broncos beat the Texans on Monday Night Football. Corey Kluber gets the start tonight for the Cleveland Indians in Game 1 of the World Series. The Chicago Cubs will send veteran John Lester to the mound. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's a question. When something changes, can it stay the same and get better at the same time? For instance, what if you and your wife go back to the beach where you spent your honeymoon, but upgrade to a 4-star hotel? See? Same, but better. Here's another example. The Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines, and we changed our name. Now as Financial Engines, many things are staying exactly the same. You'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary doing what's right for you. But you'll also get more options, more resources, and more powerful research to help you get where you want to go, especially if it's that certain beach for your second honeymoon. But you need to take that first step. Let us show you how Financial Engines can deliver a great plan that makes all the difference. Visit FinancialEngines.com. Today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 heads up in Gaithersburg. Crash southbound 270 right as you approach 124. That's just been reported. So do watch if you're coming south, say out of Germantown into Gaithersburg for this crash on 270 near Montgomery Village Avenue. Round the Beltway topside, pretty normal start as we push around toward Georgia Avenue. No problems to the Wilson Bridge, but near St. Barnabas Road for your delays. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, we do have a problem up ahead. Stalled car on the Case Bridge, stalling the commute now before you even get to the Pentagon. On 95 North at Dale Boulevard, that crash along the far right. You shouldn't have any of those main lines blocked. Jam trying to get out of Manassas Park and into Centerville. Crash is 28 northbound, north of Compton Road at Green Trails Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably cool temperatures for us here as we head through midweek. Lots of sunshine today, a light northwest breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour, high 61. Clear and chilly tonight, low 40s, outlying areas in the 30s, partly cloudy upper 50s Wednesday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Burke, 42 in Beltsville, 49 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637, you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Stick with us, we got plenty to talk about this morning. 735, Dan Mitchell, Cato Institute. The free market perspective on this Time Warner AT&T deal, is it really good for consumers? 805, a group of illegal immigrants knocking on doors to get out the vote for Democrats. We'll speak to a woman with the organization actually managing that effort, CASA in action. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I know of nothing that says the individual service members who received the bonuses did anything wrong or were anything but misled. And so they have to be held harmless in this.
Yeah, that's Mac Thornberry, chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, on the drive at 5 yesterday, Larry, talking about this case involving soldiers who were asked to reenlist and said, if you reenlist, we're going to give you a bonus. And then they did. And they went back and they served and they went back in theater. And now the Pentagon is coming after them and saying, now, we weren't supposed to give you those bonuses. We need the money back. How's that working out, and what's being done to help these soldiers, some 10,000 soldiers who are finding themselves in this position? Joining us on the line right now, Nate Anderson, Concerned Veterans for America's National Field Director, and by the way, a former Green Beret and Army Special Forces. Hello, Nate. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Well, I mean, what's going on? Are you hearing that Congress is going to do something about this? It seems like a pretty bad situation where we ask people to sign up, we give them a bonus and make promises to them, and then years later come back and say, we got to go back on that. We weren't supposed to have given you that money.
Right. Well, this story broke just on Friday with the LA Times. It turns out the National Guard, the California National Guard, mismanaged these bonuses. About 10,000 soldiers in California now are being ordered to repay them. And these bonuses stretch back well over a decade. And if the veterans are unable to pay back the money, the state plans to use interest charges and wage garnishments to recoup it. So they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. If vets choose to appeal it, it can take years and years to go through the bureaucracy and the red tape. So appealing isn't really a legitimate choice either for many of them.
And I wonder, I mean, you said that the story broke on Friday, and we got to give kudos to the Los Angeles Times. It appears they're the ones who broke it, and it's great reporting. But I wonder if you're aware of people slipping through the cracks. I mean, how long has this been going on, Nate Anderson? Have you heard from any other vets who have reached out and said, oh, yeah, I had to deal with this a year and a half ago. I had to refinance my mortgage.
There, several of the news outlets have interviewed a few vets who were affected by this. Many of them are combat vets who were asked to go back and serve after this was done. And bottom line is this: service members and vets deserve better than this. CVA is urging Congress to act immediately to waive these repayments. I'm in the National Guard myself. Here we have thousands of troops who were incentivized to reenlist. And by the way, reenlisting is not an easy option. Yeah. It's not an easy decision for a lot of Guard and Reserve members who have civilian careers to manage, families to support, and to sacrifice, particularly during those years, the height of the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. But our nation called the answer. So these men and women fulfilled their end of the bargain, many risking their lives in the process when deployed. And now, years later, they're being told to return that incentive under the threat of interest payments. It's absurd, and it's not just a handful of folks. This is almost 10,000 of them being put under a financial burden.
Yeah, what I'm curious about is that why is the instinct here to go after the soldiers who were given the bonuses and not go after the people who made the promises and made these payments improperly? Seems like that was where the mistake was made, not by the people who innocently took what they were being told as being truthful and accepted the bonuses and decided to reenlist. That's why are they the ones paying the price? Shouldn't it be the people who improperly offered those bonuses?
Yeah, it turns out that the enlistment bonuses were the result of some fraudulent tactics being used by the California National Guard as they scrambled to meet their enlistment goals. Now it's unfortunate, but this type of waste and fraud and abuse is all too common, really, out of the Pentagon. There's far too little congressional oversight on how the Pentagon is spending taxpayer money, and that's what allows snafus like this to happen in the first place. Think about the message that it sends to those who are going to be called upon in the future to serve our country. We need better control mechanisms. Really, a good place to start is by auditing the Pentagon, really the place where this came from.
Nate, when we raised this story yesterday, I pointed out that earlier this year, Congress called out the Pentagon for failing to account through basic audit practices, failing to account for $6.5 trillion in spending. Under Hillary Clinton, the State Department misplaced about $6 billion that they can't account for. Why would they go after vets for what? I mean, listen, I'm all for going after waste, fraud, and abuse.
I'm all for accountability, but that's pocket change.
$10 million here that was given to vets for reenlisting, you'd think that would be prioritized kind of low.
You would think. We have a $19 trillion debt right now.
Yeah.
And, let's be honest here. Going after soldiers who received bonuses is probably not the best use of our time. I think that there's projects at the Pentagon that we can look into and provide scrutiny over that are going to be able to save us some serious money in the long term.
By the way, the LA Times article said that the Pentagon hired 42 auditors to track down all of these people and find all this.
I wonder how much does that cost?
Listen, Mac Thornberry, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, when I interviewed him yesterday afternoon, he said that he plans, they got two things that they can do. One is encourage the Pentagon to not go after these people and just change their policy. The second is they can fix it in legislation with the Defense Authorization Bill. Based on your relationship with the Pentagon, you deal with them all the time there with Concerned Veterans for America. Do you think that the Pentagon's just going to step back and say, okay, fine, we'll call off the dogs on this?
Well, I mean, let's look back. When was the last time that they were able to do that? You know, and this is a perfect example of how the government's priorities are screwed up. The DOD isn't the only place in need of accountability here. This is something that the Department of Veterans Affairs has also been plagued by, just pure mismanagement.
Yeah.
Why aren't incompetent, even criminal VA employees asked to pay their bonuses?
Exactly.
Back.
Great point. Fair point. We got to leave it there, but that's true. $140 million in bonuses to VA people, administrators last year. Many of them were embroiled in the scandal.
It is 6:44. Thank you, Nate. Greatly appreciated.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? That is a great choice. See, you've put some thought into this, right? You know, the rental market is red hot, and you now have the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investors. It's called Rent-A-State, and to do Rent-A-State right, you need Renter's Warehouse, America's number one rent-a-state company. Oh, what's that? You don't know what rent-a-state means? Let me explain.
Okay.
Rent-A-State. Here's what happens. When you rent out your home, you've got somebody else paying your mortgage. All right, and then renting that property while you're collecting your mortgage, you get that steady cash flow. You get long-term equity that continues to build. You get the tax breaks of being a homeowner. It's called Rent-A-State. But you got to have experts like Renter's Warehouse on hand to help you through some of the downsides of Rent-A-State. That's the great thing. Whatever the downsides are, Renter's Warehouse does it. They do it better than anybody else, and for only $80 a month. That's right. Here's what they do. $80 a month, they price your property. They quickly find you great tenants. They'll collect your rent and also take all those pesky maintenance calls. So go from homeowner to investor today with Renter's Warehouse. Get started with a free home rental price analysis. Go to renterswarehouse.com or give them a call. They're right here in Washington. 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
It is 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we've had a couple problems this morning trying to thwart our commute getting into work here this morning. 66 eastbound now as you come up to the Capitol Beltway for the crash. Also on the inner loop of the Beltway, the exit ramp to head onto Braddock Road, that's where we had the accident. And that looks like we may have something on the shoulder on the main lines as well. North on 395 over the 14th Street Bridge to get you onto the Case Bridge toward the freeway with the broken down. So still very slow to get through that area. On 270 southbound in Germantown, heavy into Gaithersburg. The accident had been near Montgomery Village Avenue. And the ICC westbound Maryland 200 before you get to Shady Grove Road. Accident cleanup continues. Two lanes now goodbye. Not seeing much of any backup, but keep alert through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler force here as we head through midweek. Sunny and 61 today. Clear skies, chilly tonight, low 40s, outlying areas in the 30s. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 50 degrees in your nation's capital, 6:47 on WMAL.
When Donna Brazil is giving debate questions to Hillary ahead of time, I mean, George, you know us for a long time. Can you imagine what would happen if my father got the debate questions?
You'd get Hillary. There's no question about that.
Wow. Even George Stephanopoulos agreeing with Eric Trump. And, of course, they're talking about this story that continues to just sort of simmer about Donna Brazil when she worked at the CNN and also being on the board of the DNC, handing over a town hall question. Debate town hall, it's really semantics at this point, given the primary process and what they were going through.
Right.
Handing this question over word for word to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Obviously a breach of journalistic ethics. We had Jake Tapper on here to decry that personally right here on Mornings on the Mall. But also a breach of the political trust that the candidates and voters had with the Democratic National Committee. Sorry. Trust in the Democratic National Committee. That Donna Brazile was obviously working on behalf of one candidate against the other, in this case, Hillary Clinton against Bernie Sanders. And yet Donna Brazile remains, Brian Wilson,
I know,
as the chairwoman of the DNC.
Listen, now, and when you ask her, she tries to deflect. She will not answer the question straight.
Exactly.
She
well, and straight answer. To that end, let's remind you of this exchange with Megyn Kelly after the last debate.
WikiLeaks released a March 12th Podesta email showing you messaging the Clinton campaign with the exact wording of a question asked at the March 13th
Kelly,
CNN TV
Kelly,
One town hall
Kelly,
debate.
Kelly,
where did you get it?
I, as a Christian woman, I understand persecution, but I will not sit here and be persecuted because your information is totally false. What you're telling the American people, Podesta's emails were stolen.
Yeah.
You're so interested.
Well, this is stolen property.
Yeah, but it doesn't, she's not saying that it's incorrect.
No. Well, she did say this, and this is the crux of what we've got for you today. Here's what she said.
A lot of those emails, I would not give them the time of the day. I've seen so many doctored emails.
Doctored emails.
That's right. She claimed, she didn't say that email was doctored. She said a lot of those emails.
Yeah, well, some tech bloggers took that as a challenge. And, you know, these guys, these tech experts out there who just do nothing, they went and they analyzed all of the WikiLeaks emails from John Podesta. They verified the headers. They did a complete and thorough analysis. It was posted at a tech blog called Arata Security, and they have verified absolutely not one. And you'll hear this from the Clinton campaign all the time. Russians, Russians, Russians. Stolen, stolen, stolen.
Right.
Doctored, doctored, doctored. According to these experts, not one of these emails dumped on WikiLeaks were doctored in any way whatsoever.
Not doctored at all. And yet, she has yet to answer the question straight, and she continues to serve as chairman of the DNC.
Ball's in your court, Democrats. It's 6:50.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together, we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
Get ready for some market volatility. Stocks are at highs, interest rates are at lows. No one knows what will happen when we vote in November. Is all this making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here. I want to show you how to manage your money during these tumultuous times. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money. It's based on my number one best-selling book, and you'll discover the two major obstacles that can prevent you from achieving your goals, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money.
The seminar comes to Fairfax, Beltsville, and Bethesda, Tuesday and Wednesday, October 25th and 6th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Time to check in on your money and the world of high finance. John Lesher is getting it done at the CNBC News Desk.
Good morning. Stock futures are pointing to a higher open. It's all about earnings today, with dozens of big-name companies from Apple to Whirlpool set to report. Investors are also waiting for the S&P Case-Shiller Index of Home Prices for August and the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index. Home prices are expected to be up about 5%. It's believed consumer confidence slipped ahead of the nerve-wracking presidential election. Premiums will go up sharply next year, as much as 25% under President Obama's health care law. And many consumers will be down to just one insurer. That's sure to support Republicans and other critics of the health care law. And apparently it's later than you think. Target will unveil its marketing and sales strategies this afternoon for the coming holidays. I'm Jed Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Have you been thinking about or wanting new windows? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and my good friends over at Thompson Creek Windows want you to know now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window custom-made for your home and our unique climate. There are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round, plus increase the value of your home. It's a win-win-win, and this is the time to act. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
6:55, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A little bit busy Annandale on the Beltway. Inner loop at the exit for Braddock Road. You can take that exit. Nothing remains blocked. You'll still see some flashing lights from the crash, but just beyond that, Little River Turnpike along the left for new accident. 66 east at the Beltway at the crash in the red X lane now. 270 south in Gaithersburg, passing Montgomery Village Avenue, trying to get there out of Germantown. That's the problem. We have major delays, but the crash, it looks like that has been cleared. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably cool temperatures for us here as we head through midweek. Lots of sunshine today, a light northwest breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour, high 61. Clear and chilly tonight, low 40s, outlying areas in the 30s, partly cloudy upper 50s Wednesday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Thanks, Ken. Right now it's 50 degrees in the nation's capital at 6:56.
Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
Great to have you with us.
You always make me laugh.
Well, that's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love your show so much.
It's a culmination of 20 years of work. What do you think?
I really love your show, and I feel like we're friends.
Where the people of Washington let their voices be heard.
105.9 FM.
It's fun.
And AM 630.
It's hilarious.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to purewater411.com. That's purewater411.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
I was at a Naval Academy football game this weekend. Navy versus Memphis. It really was great football to watch. No one's playing for the pro scouts. They're playing for the love of the game, for the pure competition of it. After the brigade midshipmen march on the field, the Navy choir sings the national anthem, and they have a flyover, F-15s this time. Everyone stood as our nation's flag marched across the field. The midshipmen were in place. The choir began to sing the Star-Spangled Banner. The sound system stopped working about as soon as they started. And all on their own, the crowd picked up the slack. The stadium filled with a loud rendition from some 36,000 fans. Not a verse or a word was missed. A great crescendo of the land of the free and the home of the brave, combined with the F-18 flyover, had the crowd cheering like somebody had just won the national championship. And I thought, in so many ways, we really have. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you, 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL.
The Obamacare death spiral continues. A lot of people are about to see their premiums really get jacked up. I want to know what your personal story is. The phone lines are open at 888-630-9625.
Plus, Katy Perry. Not really. I was just thinking about her, so I thought I'd say her name.
Okay.
Actually, we're going to have a guy from the Cato Institute to tell you.